Once again, I'm your host, Ed Hennings, of the Urban Trucker Podcast, where we go out and we find the stories of the new face of trucking. The new face, trucking has overtaken a facelift in the last like decade. So we here at the Urban Trucker has brought to you the stories of success, the stories of redemption, and the stories of triumph in this trucking industry. And today we have our guest, Jackie Blaine, on to give us a little insight into her life in the trucking industry. How you doing today, Ms. Jackie?
I'm doing pretty darn good. I can't complain. How are you?
Good, great. I'm even better. Great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Let's just get started, and I want to ask you a question. How long you been in the trucking business?
I've been in the trucking business for about 5 years now.
5 years. Okay. What do you do in the trucking industry? Do you drive a truck? Do you have semis? What do you have?
Currently, I am an owner-operator of a cargo van. My next move is going to be a box truck, and then thereafter, I will obtain a CDL.
Okay. So you have a plan.
Absolutely. I got to crawl before I walk.
That's what's up. Yeah, they say the little successes add up to the big ones.
Absolutely. Major wins.
So you don't take that first step.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay, I get it. From what I understand from speaking with you earlier and previously, this is a team deal you got going on.
Oh, yeah.
Let's tell the people about that. This is the Urban Trucker. We trying to show y'all the new face of trucking. So check this out. Listen to it.
Yes. Okay. So my team driver is actually, one of the most influential people in my life, drives me to do the things that I feel like I cannot do. It's my husband. We've been married now for 13 years. Awesome. And we have three beautiful children. And at this point in our life, we decided to just go ahead and, take charge, get to that next level. He actually left his position with the post office to join me out on the road. He's ex-military. He's a Mason. He's a Shriner. He's very, engulfed in community, family, and et cetera. And so his vision of me working, he had a problem with it first, of course. He's old school. But he absolutely didn't want me out on the road by myself. So he said, you know what? I don't know. I think I need to come with you. Wow. I said, are you serious? I said, what you gonna do? He said, well, I think I'm gonna go ahead and take a leave. And he took that leave and never looked back.
Y'all see that? Y'all hear this? This is a husband and wife team out on that road in cargo vans every day. So when you ride past a cargo van, know that story that's inside one of these cargo vans, you ride past. So what did you do before you got into driving your own cargo van?
I actually was a CTA bus driver.
Oh, so you've been driving.
Oh, yeah, I've been driving.
You just took it to another level.
Absolutely. I got tired of, being in certain areas and the dangers that came along with it, the daily abuse of drivers, that's a whole nother, type of life. And, I was like, okay, I need a change.
No doubt.
And I've always had the entrepreneurial spirit. We've had multiple businesses.
Okay.
And so for us, this was nothing more than, a drop of a dime in a bucket.
No doubt. How long did you drive the transit?
I was with them for 3 years.
3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Long enough to know.
And that was long. I thought you were going to say like 20 years.
No. Just three. And it was always, a big change for me to come into the transportation industry, period. Because it was one of those things where, I was in sales before that.
Okay.
I was in the office. I would have never thought, get out there. Okay. And what? How big? Articulate? What? It was never a thought process that I would be driving or operating, that size vehicle.
Right. And you just drove here.
Yes.
Where?
I drove here from Maine by way of Houston, Texas. We had a load that picked up in Houston, Texas, dropped off in Fryeburg, Maine, left Maine, stopped by Niagara Falls, and then came here to Chicago. So first trip was probably about 35 hours. And then my trip to come here was maybe another 16.
Wow. So what does a cargo van, I have box trucks. I have friends that have semis. I have a couple of friends that have cargo vans and mm-hmm. sprinter vans, but they're more local. Mm-hmm. But that trek from Houston to Maine, what does that type of money look like going from Houston to Maine? That's a pretty long way.
Absolutely. It is a long way. And typically, so if I were to get this type of load from, say, a broker, mm-hmm. or if I would have got it from a direct shipper, or like I personally got this load from a carrier friend of mine, they called me up, they said, hey, I had this load, I really need your help. And I said, well, what's going on with it? And they told me. And so it wasn't really a big deal. It was just something that got left behind. Mm-hmm. And so he said, well, the load is, I think in total, it was like 1,950 miles or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'll be able to do you, you know, just for you, this one time, I'll be able to do 24. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it was a toss in the air. And typically, it doesn't happen like that for a cargo van. Unfortunately, we do have to fight for rates with carriers a different way than we would a broker, different mm-hmm. way than we would direct shipper.
No doubt.
This one I kind of somewhat got lucky on because they offered a price that I was, you know, willing to accept. Yeah, and of course, the gas prices were.
I was just going to ask you that question. Like with fuel, you kind of like got to.
Well, actually, this particular time, it really wasn't that bad.
It wasn't.
Matter of fact, I just posted here on TikTok the other day.
Okay.
When I was coming in, I purchased mm-hmm. gas for $3.49 a gallon.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this was in Louisiana.
Okay.
Yep. I had just crossed over the border and I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. I'm talking about, I turned it down two wheels.
Right.
So, right. Yeah. Yeah. I said, I'll take it sold.
Right. So I know the fuel prices for a cargo van, you're going to get better mileage than in a semi or a truck. So, you know, that's gonna weigh heavily on how you negotiate your prices and stuff like that. But we spoke about previously that you do most of the driving.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ladies, listen to this. Listen to this, ladies. You do most of the driving.
I do most of the driving. I do 95% of the driving. It doesn't matter. And we have literally been across all states.
Mm-hmm.
And 95% of the driving, because every time I get in that passenger seat,
uh-huh.
oh my gosh, we are off the side of the road. He has a bad habit sometimes texting and driving. Or, you know, it's the, you know, reaching for things that he shouldn't be reaching for and the swerving. And it just, you know, I can't sleep and I'll just, you know what, just move. I'll drive.
Right.
Well, luckily,
Mr. Blaine, if you're watching this.
I told.
She told it all, man. All right. Let's see here. A question that came up in my mind when we were speaking before was just about how I admire the fact that you and your husband has taken on businesses together. And people don't know how hard that is.
Yes.
Spending not only your whole day together in your private life, but also spending your whole day together working.
Absolutely.
How are you able to?
Well, I got to tell you, right?
Mm-hmm. This might not be trucking, but it just might be trucking.
Well, it all rolls together because actually without him, I couldn't do the things that I do out there on that road, transporting these goods. I really couldn't. It is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely is. It's just, but it all boils down to trust.
No doubt.
Do I trust him? Absolutely. Yeah. Without a doubt. You know, so whatever decisions he's making while he's sitting in that passenger seat, I don't necessarily know about.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had no idea that he was going to book the load, you know, that that he booked, you know, last week or the week before that. I had no idea.
No doubt.
But I went along with it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it works out for us because, you know, ultimately, and who's going to do me better?
Right. No
besides
doubt.
God. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I
mean, your bills at home got to be kind of low because you ain't there to, like, keep the lights on and run water.
Yeah.
You always
and gone. All three of our kids are grown and gone. So they're gone. They're out of our hair. So absolutely. Okay. There's little bills at home. But, you know, we do have properties as well. Okay. So, I mean, we do have bills and things that, you know, that are, you know, taking funds and whatnot. Yes. But that's also income generating as well. So
no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. And that's one thing that's very much a part of every conversation that I have with people that's successful in the trucking space and any other space is definitely managing the money.
Yeah.
Managing the money, making sure it's going where it needs to go, making sure you have money available if something goes wrong.
Absolutely.
And with repairs, how often in the cargo van do you see repair work?
Actually, I don't see repair work that often. Wow. I might have had maybe two mishaps. I had an ignition starter go bad on me.
Wow.
The compressor went bad on me. And that really was it. I'm one of those people persons. And, you know, when I go places, I talk to everybody. And so I happened to meet a service manager down in Laredo. And, you know, she gave me these coupons and she's like, hey, for oil changes and this is that and the other general maintenance. Share these with your friends. Tell them about us. And so, you know. That outside of the oil change, I get three oil change synthetic, you know, for $150. Like what?
Right.
So outside of that, keeping up with that, making sure your fluids are okay, doing your pre-trip, those things matter, you know, making sure you're being safe if it's hot outside, et cetera. Hey, you gotta know, hey, watch this, watch that, pay attention. So
and that's
it all works out.
That's awesome because we have a class where we teach a box trucking class and we talk about having a mechanic and maintenance on your truck to make sure you last long term.
Absolutely.
And not short term. But just hearing you saying that you have not a lot of maintenance. So one has to do the math and say, well, you may have a bigger truck and you may be getting more per load. But guess what? You're going to spend more in maintenance.
Absolutely.
Than I am.
Absolutely.
So at the end of the day, it's probably going to level out close to the same thing. So that's something to think about. If you're thinking about the cargo van space, you probably just cut your maintenance expenses in half, if not eliminated majority of it. So just think about that for you people that's watching these shows and listening to people give you information about the transportation space. Think about the cargo van. Jackie is making a good living at it. She's got it going on with it and don't have a lot of maintenance, which I do in the box truck. So think about that. Let me ask you this. Is there anybody else that's around you that looked at you in the cargo van and said, you know what, I want to do that too?
Actually, I don't know anybody in my like my immediate circle at all that wanted to do it or even thought about it. All of the people that I've been assisting, mentoring have come from my social media platform. And I have maybe about 15 people that I've helped obtain their vehicle, obtain, you know, their authorities, insurance, etc. So they're out there and they're out rolling. I speak to them quite often. Even still, you know, I mean, because we've come, you know, we've become family now.
Taught them how to fish.
Taught them how
to
fish.
We like to say that here on the Urban, Urban Trucking Podcast. We like to say, hey, we ain't going to talk about us fishing. We're going to teach you how to fish.
Absolutely.
And, wow, my question almost slipped my mind. But with that being said, you helping people, and before I forget again, just tell them where they can find you. I want to hear this name and this Instagram handle. That's why. Where can they find you at if they want to learn about these cargo vans?
Okay, on Instagram, on YouTube, on TikTok, on Facebook. I am JB the Bougie Trucker.
Y'all hear that? JB the Bougie Trucker. Y'all go on there, check her out. Y'all going to get to see even more of her. But continuing on with the podcast here. I definitely want to get into what has trucking, this industry, meant for you since you've been in it? Because I know it changed my life. You know, and it did a lot for me. That's why I push it so hard with other people to get involved in it, because you'll find your lane and do well. What has it meant for you and your family?
Oh, my gosh. It has actually drastically changed all of our lives. I'm talking about from A to Z. My first initial career was the CTA bus, you know, that was the first goal. And then I said, I want more. Okay. And that's when I went into trucking itself. I did that for a hot minute. And I said, well, you know what? Maybe this isn't the route for me because of home life. And so, you know, speaking with the other truckers and also, you know, being a female in trucking, you know, we are becoming more of a bigger voice within the industry and a force to be definitely reckoned with. So it's like, you know, I felt like, man, okay, I got in the cargo van and people started asking me, you know, hey, how you do this? How you do that? Can I do this? And can I do that? And I just started meeting all types of people from all different types of platforms or backgrounds, I should say. And so for me, I'm like, okay, well, man, you know, they're asking me, I need to help them. I've been given, you know, all of these things that I've gotten as far as I've gotten to, I have to share it with somebody. And so that's what my whole goal was, to give information to people so that they aren't making mistakes that I made or could have possibly made. And so now it's like I'm getting to the point where, you know, hey, I want to do even more. So it's actually pushed me into giving back even more, beginning a non-for-profit. And then, you know, I'm bringing my children into the mix. So it's a family business now. You know, I have a son, he's 21, he's 22 now. And I have a 19-year-old and I have an 18-year-old. And, you know, they're all in college, they're doing their thing. However, hey, we trying. You got to bring it on back home. You have to put your work in. So.
Don't lose that entrepreneurial spirit.
Absolutely.
You're going to need it.
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah. So I commend you on that. Just keeping and steering your children in the right way. So many people have been lost, especially, you know, with social media being as strong as of an influence as it is. You know, it's commendable to see that you and your husband have been able to, you know, keep them headed in the good direction. That's a job in itself. But let me say this about just speaking with you before when we spoke on the phone, having our little pre-interview before this. I told you it blew me back that you and your husband, because we always looking for the new faces of this industry, which 20 years ago, you know, we didn't see a lot of us in the trucking space. So with you just mentioning women being dominant and being a bigger voice in this industry, I must say in my dealings with this trucking thing, I've been seeing women kind of just jump into it and take off. So I want to commend you on that as well. But how many women, how many out of the 15 people that you've mentored, that you spoke on, that you've helped, how many of them are women?
Four.
Wow. And they're, okay. So that's a little different than what I thought you was going to say. I probably thought you were going to say like nine or 10.
No, actually, no. A lot of women, tend to want to do things on their own.
Yeah.
A lot.
I like that song.
They go out and they find out the information that they need to.
Right.
That's really much it. You know.
Right. I don't need no mentor.
Right. Exactly. I don't need that.
I'm gone.
That's it. And, you know, I provide enough content about different things that, you know, hey, if you just sit down and listen and watch, you're going to get a mouthful. You're going to have everything you need.
No doubt.
Connect all the dots. So,
So in the cargo van, I like to say in a box truck, I like to say you could do six figures. I like to say you could do 100,000 driving your own box truck. Can you do those same type of numbers in the cargo van?
Absolutely.
You can.
Absolutely. Wow. What's today's date?
Today is July, 16th?
Yep, July 16th. And in these 7 months, and that's not even, I've actually clocked about 80.
Wow. Wow, we this is like halfway.
We do not stop.
You on that grind.
Absolutely. And the crazy part is a lot of people don't understand how much space you actually have in there. A lot of people don't understand the ability to double stack loads within a cargo van. But you have to do it respectfully. You know, you have to be working with certain types of brokers. You have to know what you're hauling.
Time out. Double stack. Let's explain that. Somebody might not know what double stack means.
Right.
What's up with double stack?
So the double stacking itself, y'all, is basically where you will pick up one load from one individual. And sometimes, you know, they may have another load that's going the same direction, or it may just be slightly off schedule. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or off that particular route. No. So you're picking up two loads.
Right.
And it's been times where I picked up three.
Wow. So you like
I'm
you just
utilizing
said,
my space.
People gonna underestimate how much space you have.
Absolutely.
So it's still space left on that truck.
Absolutely.
You can get another load on.
You can get another load on. Because it's remember at the end of the day, it is not the size of the package, it's the miles.
You better y'all better listen. Listen, this is the Urban Trucker Podcast. I'm telling you, it looked totally different now. We got some real live hustlers in these trucks. So you got to listen to what she just said. Double and triple stacking. And y'all talking about, man, I don't want no cargo van that don't make money. She telling you right now she's doing six figures in the cargo van. She know how to work, what she working with, and make it happen. So don't miss these nuggets. It's free game she's giving y'all. And y'all got to look her up. JB the Bougie Trucker. She dropping gems on y'all. Y'all, you better stop and give me something right there. All right. Go on. So now you say your children, are they watching this and saying, I can't wait to get behind the wheel?
Absolutely.
Are they chomping at the bit?
Yes, because they want in.
They do. They
want
in.
They like, wait a second. Hold on. You did what? Where you at?
Right.
Because, I mean, I let my business take me where I want to go.
No doubt.
It doesn't matter where I want to go. If I want to go to California, I'm just going to pop up on the load board. I want to go to California. What's okay. going that way?
Okay, so hold on. You pop up on a load board. You go in there and find your own load.
Absolutely.
You do. And are you on like the DAT board?
I'm actually one of their influencers. I am on their influencer social media board.
Wow. Look at there. See, that means you are consistent.
Absolutely.
You ain't getting on there without being consistent.
No, not at all.
Wow. Look at there. So I didn't even have any clue that cargo vans was even on that board.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There are actually five metrics that you need to plug in order to make those cargo van loads pop up. Okay. And when they pop up, they don't necessarily pop up saying cargo van load. It will say either LTL, which is less than truckload. It'll say partial, which is, you know, partial from off of an
somebody
actual.
Somebody left something.
Exactly. Yeah. Or it may say hot shot.
That's right.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. LTL. Tell them what LTL is.
Less than truckload.
Less than truckload. And a partial. You guys got to know. Partial. That's just a piece of a load that got left behind and they need to get that piece there. So just know these are the type of things that's working in the cargo van space and she making it happen. So if you got any type of reservations for cargo vans or any other, just let that go. Let that go. Get in there and get it. Get in there. Look what trucking look like now. It's what it is.
Yeah.
There's so many other things I could ask you about your cargo van business, but I'm really impressed with it. I know the people are going to love listening to what you brought to the podcast today. So you got one cargo van right now?
I have only one right now.
Only one.
Only one. And the only reason I have one is because I have more than enough right now. I'm building multiple places. And when you build in multiple places, you can't give 100%.
No doubt.
So you have to make sure, you know, hey, you build in properly. And so that's what I chose to do. I'm writing ebooks, I'm mentoring, you know, and I have to do 95% of the driving. So so what does that look like? That looks like, you know, me talking into the mic.
Right.
And you know, that's how I'm writing my books. Wow. Talking.
Yeah. I've written two books and that's how they were written. I work with a publisher and we cut the tape recorder on and I
just
talk
go.
The book. Yeah, and I talked.
Yes.
So I understand that process. And and not only are you driving, you're doing your ebooks, and you making it to everybody's podcast.
Yes. Yes, I am.
For sure, man. We appreciate that on the Urban Trucker. Once again, let's go back and tell them that handle again, because I'm sure it's some young ladies that's watching and watching what you're doing.
Yes.
And they're going to want to find you. So drop that on them one more time.
Okay, y'all, listen up. On TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. My YouTube kind of slow. But hey, on all of those handles, you can reach me at JB the Bougie Trucker.
JB the Bougie Trucker, y'all. Jackie Blaine is in the building, man. We appreciate you joining us. It's been a pleasure. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep blazing that trail.
Thank you. I will.
All right. Thank you.
All right.